KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. And we're pleased to be joined in studio for our primetime newsmaker this morning, a group of representatives from Timmerman Elementary School. We have some fourth graders led by their teacher, Stephanie Calderwood. Stephanie, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Well, Stephanie and the fourth graders are with us here this morning to talk about an exciting project that the Timmerman students have been working on for a number of months now. Stephanie, tell us what's going on.
Well, the fourth graders, my PBL group, project-based learning group, got together, and they read a book and several articles about how to keep animals safe. So their driving question as they were reading was to try to figure out how they were going to keep animals safe. And as we were reading, we were coming up with ideas, things that might help keep animals safe. And we looked at our project towards the end and found out what would work and what wouldn't work. And I'll let you tell them a little bit about it.
All right. So when did this all start?
This started, we started back in probably November.
So it's been going for a while then.
Yeah. The book was, I would say, a little bit more challenging and it required more stamina than what they used to.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, let's introduce you to some of the Timmerman fourth grade students that have been involved in this project. Not all in studio here this morning with us for this interview, but we'd like to say good morning to Layla Harder. Layla, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, tell us about the book. What was the book you read?
So the book was Zoo Break. And it was really difficult in the beginning, but it was about a stolen animal and kids, and they just kind of went lots of places and broke them out, and then they got captured, just stuff like that.
Layla, what did you learn most from the book?
That you should always, follow. You should be careful and keep your animals safe so that they don't get stolen, and you should always listen.
Keeping animals safe, a wonderful lesson right there. Let's bring in Ty Barrett now. Ty, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, we talked a bit about reading the book. What was the next step, Ty, in this project?
So after the book, we started thinking about how we could make money to help the dogs. And so that's how we came up with the idea of making chocolate-covered Oreos and selling them. And we made quite a bit of money, and we got baskets with there were pop-up bowls so you could fill water with them, food, and there were leashes.
So you got some good stuff in baskets then, huh?
Yeah.
So how many baskets do you have?
10.
Well, let's move on to the next piece of this Timmerman fourth grade project and bring in Madison Jenkins. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. Thanks for coming in. So what happens now that you have the baskets?
We took them to the animal shelter. And so the animal shelter staff are going to hand them out to the first 10 people who adopt a dog or cat.
Wow, what a great incentive to have people stop down to the animal shelter and adopt. And again, this 10-basket program at the animal shelter starts today. Let's move along and talk to Edison Good. Edison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
So Edison, you're working to get these animals at the shelter adopted. What was the funnest part of this project for you?
The funnest part was probably planning out what we were going to do. We had different ideas, but finally we turned out to think that we would do baskets.
So are you excited about getting some animals adopted then?
Yes, very.
Well, I asked you what you liked most about this project. What did you learn most from this project?
I learned most that we all need to keep our animals safe and have a home for them, a safe and clean home so that they all feel safe.
I think that's a valuable lesson for all of us. Thank you, Edison. Let's bring in Haley Cranbuehl. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
So how much did you like this project?
I liked it a whole lot.
What did you like the most about it?
Probably planning it out, too, because it was really fun getting to hear everyone's ideas, and then we sort of put them all together and did the basket idea, so it was really fun.
So did you like working on a project with this group?
Yes.
Did you like the way the baskets turned out?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be excited to hear that you helped lead to the adoption of some animals.
Yes.
Well, that'll be great when that happens. I'm sure, Mrs. Calderwood, you'll be in touch with the animal shelter, and they'll keep you posted on the latest adoptions.
Yes, I will check in frequently with them, and hopefully they will be gone. The baskets will be gone along with some dogs quickly.
So starting today, if you adopt at the Emporia Animal Shelter, first 10 adoptions, you'll receive a special pet basket. Now, Stephanie, exactly what is in the baskets?
So Hills donated 2 large bags of treats. PetSense donated anything from toys to treats to water dishes. They had an assortment of stuff that they were willing to let us have. And then East Emporia Vet Clinic, they donated 1 checkup for your animal after you adopt it. So you'll take it in and they will cover the cost of getting the animal checked out.
Well, you raised a lot of money, too, it sounds like.
We did. We sold Oreos, and they sold out quickly.
Sold out the Oreos, huh?
Yeah.
Big line waiting.
Yeah, it was. We actually went over time selling them sometimes, so we were late sometimes because the line was just so big, everybody wanted the Oreos.
How neat is that, huh? That's a lot of fun when you have success like that, isn't it?
Yes. We learned a lot with this PBL because they had to think about how many Oreos they needed to sell. They needed to think about costs and how much profit they could make, things like that. And they also learned thought about ways to help animals other than this basket idea. They came up with an idea to have a microchipping day, and then we kind of talked about it and found a lot of faults that would be hard for kids to help with microchipping.
Yeah.
And so we kind of took a different route, and that's how we ended up with the baskets.
So, Mrs. Calderwood, are you pleased with the way this group came together?
I did. This group is very opinionated. They all have ideas, and they're always great. But getting them to work together and decide on something, once you get that, then they really do a great job. It's just they all want their ideas, and I think we kind of incorporated everybody's a little bit with this.
Well, you all should be very proud of what you've done so far, and keep us posted and let us know when we hit adoption 10 at the Emporia Animal Shelter. That begins today. First 10 adoptions get one of these wonderful baskets that have been put together by these fourth grade students at Timmerman Elementary School. So, Mrs. Calderwood, thanks for coming in this morning, and thanks to our student guests, Layla Harder, Ty Barrett, Madison Jenkins, Edison Good, and Haley Cranbuehl, joining us on our primetime newsmaker.